I passed much of the trip looking back at the fish as they sloshed around in their baskets. When we climbed up over the ridge, leaving Yoroido, the wheel passed over a rock and the wagon tipped to one side quite suddenly. One of the sea bass was thrown out and hit the ground so hard it was jolted back to life. To see it flopping and gasping was more than I could bear. I turned back around with tears in my eyes, and though I tried to hide them from Mr. Tanaka, he noticed them anyway. After he had retrieved the fish and we were on our way again, he asked me what was the matter.
"The poor fish," I said.
"You're like my wife. They're mostly dead when she sees them, but if she has to cook a crab or anything else still alive, she grows teary-eyed and sings to them."
Mr. Tanaka taught me a little song, really almost a sort of prayer, that I thought his wife had invented. She sang it for crabs, but we changed the words for the fish. Suzuki yo Suzuki, chobutsu shite kure. Little bass, oh little bass, speed yourself to Buddhahood. Then he taught me another song, a lullaby I'd never heard before. We sang it to a flounder in the back, lying in a low basket by itself, with its two button eyes on the side of its head, shifting around. Nemuriyo ii karei yo, niwa ya makiba ni, tori mo hitsuji mo, mina nemureba, hoshi wa mado kara, jin no hikari o, sosogu kono yoru. Go to sleep, you good flounder. When all are sleeping, even the birds and the sheep, in the gardens and in the fields, the stars this evening will pour their golden light from the window. We topped the ridge a few moments later, and then the town of Senzuru came into view below us. The day was drab, everything in shades of gray. It was my first look at the world outside Yoroido, and I didn't think I'd missed much. I could see the thatched roofs of the town around an inlet amid dull hills, and beyond them, the metal-colored sea, broken with shards of white. Inland, the landscape might have been attractive, but for the train tracks running across it like a scar. Senzuru was mainly a dirty, smelly town. Even the ocean had a terrible odor, as if all the fish in it were rotting. Around the legs of the pier, pieces of vegetables bobbed like the jellyfish in our little inlet. The boats were scratched up, some of their timbers cracked. They looked to me as if they'd been fighting with one another. Satsu and I sat a long while on the pier, until at length Mr. Tanaka called us inside the Japan Coastal Seafood Company's headquarters and led us down a long corridor.